Bethine Church was born to politics. When she was a teenager in the 1940s, her father was elected governor of Idaho, following his own brother to the statehouse. Her cousin was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1957, and her husband, Frank Church, also was elected to the U.S. Senate at 32, the youngest member there. Bethine Church has written a memoir called A Lifelong Affair, My Passion for People and Politics. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with her.
Bethine Church sees herself as doubly blessed. Early in her life, she fell in love with politics and a politician. When her husband Frank died 20 years ago, after four terms in the Senate, he had spent lots of time on the evening news. A few years earlier, most prominently, the Idaho Democrat had presided over Senate hearings that brought to the light of day the CIA's involvement in a string of political bombings, coups, and assassination plots, activities that shocked many Americans. The church committee hearings led to restrictions on intelligence gathering that were both applauded and denounced. Looking back, Bethine Church says her husband didn't care, even if it cost him votes.
He was for the first civil rights bill, and it wasn't popular in Idaho. He floor managed the first Wilderness Act, and that wasn't popular in Idaho. He had the CIA and the FBI hearings. So he was the last thing from the person who takes a poll or puts his finger in the wind.
In her memoir, Bethine Church writes of watching from the Senate gallery during the historic vote for the Civil Rights Bill. She remembers a light show outside the White House at the last state dinner before John F. Kennedy was assassinated, a dinner in honor of the King of Afghanistan. Throughout, she communicates a love of politics that goes back to her small-town Idaho childhood and one of her father's first campaigns.
I asked his shoe clerk to boat for my daddy. I couldn't understand why my pop would want a boat in the mountains, but if he wanted one, I wanted him to have it. And from then on, I began to ask for votes for everybody but myself.
Your grandfather was the mayor of Idaho Falls back in the 1800s.
Right. He was in politics even before it became a city. He helped with all the plans for Eagle Rock, which was a stage station, and then it became a city, and he was the first mayor. But my father ran for mayor, my uncle ran for governor, and my cousin ran for the United States Senate.
When the three of them were running, when this is 1932, there was a smear campaign.
They put out a rag that said, "Clark, Clark, Clark," said the little red hen. Said all bad things about all three of them. And my mother was madder than a wet hen. And Pop said, "It'll get us all elected," and it did.
And you met your husband, Frank, because of your father.
Because we moved to Boise when he became governor. And it was the middle of my senior year in high school. And if it hadn't been for Frank and his friends, I probably would have been the loneliest chick on the block. We just met every Sunday evening and talked politics. And that's what he wanted to talk. And that's, of course, what I knew to talk. You see, my father talked about children without shoes. He talked about Roosevelt. He talked about matching federal funds. He talked about everything, and I just picked it up from the very beginning.
And he talked to you, as you write, as an equal.
Absolutely, and Frank treated me that way all of his life. He treated me as a total partner. He told the people that worked for him down at the Senate that if I needed to know about a hearing, to let me know, because I'd have to go out to Idaho to speak for him, and I had to know everything he was doing.
And this is the 60s, so this is a good 30 years before, say, Hillary Clinton was being billed as two for one, and that was not taken well in the early 90s.
No, and it was really hard to decide what to do. And at first I tried to do the tea and cookie type of thing. And then I found out afterward they'd ask me all the pertinent questions. So I just put them into speeches and told them exactly what Frank was doing and what I'd seen and what I'd heard and who I liked and who I didn't like.
Did you ever want to run for office? Would you do it if things were different and you were with him and younger today?
Well, I might have. I wanted to run after Frank was dead. But actually, I have really liked helping other people. I'm now a co-chair for the Kerry campaign in Idaho. It's the thing I like to do. I really like to campaign. I really remember mostly Frank would say, "Come on, Bethine," and I always did.
Bethine Church's memoir on her life in politics is called A Lifelong Passion. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.